Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good Monday to you, Amy.
Hello, Kirst. Welcome back to our Monday Drops. You're still going with the Good Monday, though?
Yes, I decided that I'm going to keep saying good until we're out of ISO, and then people listening in the future will know that this is still recorded outside of our studio.
So it's like a secret code for everyone.
Yeah. Love it.
Awesome idea.
Right, now I've just got to remember not to say good to you when we're back in the studio.
Oh, too many rules.
I probably won't though, because we don't like say what day it is or anything like that. We just go, hey, welcome to the Art of Decluttering. I'm Kirsty Frugia.
Oh yeah, and I'm Ravel. No, I forgot we used to do that before we were like a million miles apart and recording via crappy internet in Australia.
So there you go, everybody, wink wink, that's our secret code to you all, that if you hear us say hello and good and any form of greeting like that, then we are recording still in isolation, because as much as we've dropped our daily podcast, we still are in isolation and things are still not back to normal, and we're not sure if there ever will be back to normal. It might be a new normal, but we are certainly not back in the studio, and we life is still somewhat quarantined. Hey.
Oh, very much so. The only thing that has changed for the rest is twice a week. So I'm trying to do, it might even be three times a week, I will leave the house, see a client and come home again. That's the extent to the unquarantineness that we're experiencing. But over the next few weeks, UCAS will be experiencing more significant unquarantining.
Yes, kids start going back to school next week, One day a week, and then the following week they're going back 2 days a week, and we'll see what happens from there. Who knows? Who knows what the future holds, my friend? All we can know is right at this minute. And right at this minute, we are in our little boxes talking to you, listeners.
Yes. We should take some selfies of what it looks like. In fact, right now, Kirst, is your phone near you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, right now, while we're recording, let's take a selfie of what it looks like when we're recording. Now, I have to tell you, people, I will post this photo on Insta later today, but I am in my pajamas, so grace, underneath a blanket, and you can see my little recording box that's padded and my microphone's in there. Kirst, how did your photo go?
I hope it's okay. It's not, there's not heaps of, you know, arm space in my wardrobe to be getting, you know, like the perfect Instagram photos, but that's okay. We never We're not Instagram, you know, we're up for real, not for staged Insta photos.
I took a photo in my pajamas underneath a blanket that my nana knitted for me when I was a baby. I didn't even get out of under the blanket, so the photo's terrible. But that's fine. That's just what it is at the moment. That's what ISO recording looks like.
Yeah, yeah. A little behind the scenes for you all. So what are we talking about today, my dear friend?
Well, I had the thought while I was lying in bed this morning that we could talk about the hold back. So what clutter holds you back from, and maybe if when you recognize all the things that clutter is holding you back from, whether that could become part of your motivation to clear the clutter, because it is a terrifyingly long list of things that clutter will hold you back. It's like clutter is a glass in front of you and you actually can't get through it. It's all, you can see all these things you might want, but clutter will stop you from reaching them.
Yeah, and I think that that's why we so often talk about having a vision for how you want your home to look like, but also a vision for what you want to do in your home and how you want to feel in your home and the things, the life that you want to live within your home and because of your home. What we're talking about today is some of the things that might be on your vision that might be, you know, if you were to write your ideal life, what it might look like. So we really want to help you to achieve that vision and to have freedom from the clutter. So let's like get motivated, people. Let's really create that vision for ourselves and then work towards achieving that vision by clearing the clutter in our heads, hearts, and homes.
Yes, because when we say the clutter is holding you back, the beautiful thing is it doesn't have to. And we have a way forward, whether you choose to take our way forward or someone else's decluttering way forward, there is nothing that is permanent that is holding you back from these things when it comes to clutter. So we believe that all clutter can be cleared if you want to. And I think as I'm going to read through a bit of a list of things that clutter might hold you back from, and if you kind of nod your head or resonate with any of them, then that's a good sign that decluttering is going to help you achieve some freedom in your home.
Go for it.
Okay. So the hold back. So the clutter might be holding you back from some of these things. Renovating. Clutter might be holding you back from moving house, having friends over for dinner, having kids play dates. Clutter might be holding you back from hiring a cleaner, holding you back from downsizing, holding you back from hosting sleepovers, from hosting kids' parties, from having dinner parties with friends. Clutter might be holding you back from working from home or taking up a hobby. Clutter might be holding you back from playing an instrument, from cooking or baking or doing activities that require space, like puzzles and games. Clutter might be holding you back from sewing or craft because you just don't know where you would do it. Might hold you back from having friends over for a cup of tea or doing a deep clean, getting rid of dust and mold. And clutter might even hold you back from holidays because maybe it's just too hard to pack or unpack. Kirst, have you got some others?
Yeah, I thought that clutter might be holding back financial freedom for you. And by that, I mean that having clutter in your home may mean that you're actually out of the home a whole lot more because you just don't enjoy being in your home. And that might look like spending more money on takeaway or spending more money going out to restaurants, spending more time, money entertaining the children out of the home, like going to Time Zone and Flip Out and Wet n Wild and Adventure Playgrounds and things that might cost you money. You might be spending more on holidays than, or you might be going on holidays, not so much for having an experience, which is awesome, but because you really don't enjoy being in your home. So the more you can escape your home, the better. So they're just some really quick ways that I can think of that you might be spending more money than you would otherwise choose to because you really don't enjoy being in your home.
And clutter affects you in so many ways. Like you might feel, I would really love to have a cleaner. And what you're not held back by is the $60 or $70 a week that that would cost or a fortnight. What's actually holding you back is you don't want to have to tidy for the cleaner. And you know that if they come, they actually won't be able to do a good clean. And so I think sometimes when you're feeling like, I really want to, but I can't, I really want to move house, but it's way too overwhelming to go into that spare room and the garage. When you have those feelings, have a think, is it clutter that's actually holding you back in that experience?
Yeah. And that is so, you know, the clutter can be paralyzing. You don't know where to start. You don't know how to overcome that. So I thought also that we might talk about how to start with some clutter. Like how to start decluttering, because that has been a really big thing that's coming up in our Facebook page at the moment, particularly during COVID-19. So what are some ways that we can just start clearing the clutter, Amy?
Yeah, well, a really great thing that ties in with the hold back vision. Because if you have a vision to have play dates for your kids, to play an instrument or sew or do craft or have people over for a cup of tea, if that vision and you can identify that, you can then identify what bring you back, what's in the way. And if way is toys on the ground or a spare room that you'd like to clear for a sewing room, it's easier to identify the clutter as the problem if you have a vision, and then you can stick to the vision and achieve and actually get that clutter and deal with it, because it is holding you back.
Yeah, and we've spoken about before our model for a house and what we teach in our Head, Heart and Home course, and what we teach over these podcasts is that the foundation of a house is having vision. And that's what we've just been speaking about, is creating that vision.
So, Kirst, what's next after we declutter?
So the next stage is organising it. So when you've decluttered, you can go about finding the right storage solutions and the right way of organising your pantry and what will work for you in your linen cupboard or lack thereof, like buying a linen cupboard. But we always say that it's no point organising clutter, that you may as well get rid of the clutter, get rid of the excess, get rid of things that you don't actually use or need or find beautiful, and then you'll be able to store it. And it's so much easier to organize and store less than it is to try and store everything.
And the final step in our model is about being intentional, and that's about maintaining the place that you've got by intentionality. So rather than just seeing things on sale or on the roadside, stop and sell and just picking them up because you never know, you might need them. It's really about being intentional about what you bring into your home and then being intentional about keeping that process of the decluttering and the organizing in motion.
Yeah, and it also is being intentional in your daily habits. So, you know, making sure that you're not procrastinating, that you're dealing with things as they come in, and having great habits around where to store things and where and the flow of your home and being able to make really great decisions about whether or not you do actually need something, or you can now let it go even though you thought that you should keep it just to see, just in case, or you have kept it and now realize that 6 months later you still haven't used it and that was the time frame that you've given yourself to use it or lose it.
Yeah, and the hold back can be really insidious because it can be just a lot of other things. So you might want to move house. Maybe the hold back is disguised as in or trying to find the perfect house, when really what's holding you back is you don't know what to do with all your stuff. And we find that with people that are downsizing, is often that fear of, but I've got so much stuff, I can't find the perfect house. I want to downsize. I also feel like we need two junk rooms or two, they call them spare rooms. No one tries to buy a house with junk rooms generally, but you buy it with a spare room that then becomes, I just don't know what to do with this stuff. So having a professional organizer can be a great way of overcoming that procrastination, as it might, of just having someone else there to help you decide what's worth into this new season and what's worth letting go of.
And maybe you feel like you can't take up a new hobby or start, you know, being creative or you may have been creative in another season of your life and you just feel so guilty about all the things that you've bought for that creative hobby and you can't get rid of it, and you feel like you can't get rid of it now because you really do want to get back into it, but then you don't want to get back into it because you want the house tidy before you get back into it, and you just, it's like a never-ending cycle of guilt and shame. And so we really want you to free yourself from the guilt and shame of not being able to take up a new hobby because you feel guilty about, but I really should get the clutter under control before I take up a new hobby, or I really should do something else. You know, I really should be whatever you have in your head that you should be before you get to the doing the decluttering, or, you know, it's just, it's such a vicious, it can be such a vicious cycle.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I also want to, I thought it'd be cool to share some success stories in this as well. So a few months ago, we had Lex on our podcast, and Lex is in our Head, Heart and Home course. And she'd gotten to the point in her decluttering that she was able to take on a new business venture. She said she also felt clarity in her relationships and in her health that came from decluttering. So there's the hold back, but there's also the freedom. Like, the freedom is so incredible in these areas. And we had Carly, who's also in our Head, Heart and Home course, and also one of works for us in our Melbourne, see our Melbourne clients. Carly talks about how when she decluttered, she created a whole, so there'd been a room that had been like the old cot was kept in there and some spare kids' toys. And she totally transformed that room and got into sewing. So thought it'd be cool, Kirst, if we share some freedom stories. So we might have to rack our brains a bit to make sure we come up with some good ones. Have you got any top of mind?
Oh, I have so many clients who have wanted to, who are feeling overwhelmed in their craft room or their hobby room. And when we've got in and decluttered it and actually got rid of the projects that they know in their heart that they are not inspired by it anymore, and they've given themselves the permission that they needed to let it go and to pass it on to people who really would enjoy doing that hobby, then they've seen so much freedom. They've been able to get into the crafts that they really enjoy doing, and they've been able to use that space so much more effectively and efficiently because they're not overwhelmed by all the should do's, I should do. So craft rooms are and hobby rooms are so filled with guilt and shame on the whole. That's been my experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking back to a client that I did where we worked in their garage. In the garage was where they had like a home gym set up. But the home gym was in amongst a whole lot of clutter and they just didn't enjoy being down in that space. And so we totally decluttered it. But what we found in the process was the kids had about 3 bikes each that they'd like grown out of or were waiting to grow into. So once we decluttered a whole lot that they weren't using and were not going to use, they found that their family really enjoyed opening up the garage door, mum and dad working out in the garage in their decluttered space and the kids just riding around the court. And so that opened for their family a whole new freedom in exercising because they didn't have to wade through clutter to make decisions about what they were actually going to do.
I've had people who have had on their heart to do renovations or moved homes, but then when we've decluttered their home, they've actually grown to love their home again. And so they haven't needed to do the renovations that they thought they needed, or they haven't had to move because they've grown in love with their home again because it has suddenly got two times bigger because we've removed all the clutter.
Yes. I was going to say exactly the same, Kes. One of the clients early in my career, the objective was that they wanted me to prepare to move. Objective, but about halfway through they decided, actually, we really like our house. It's just that it had too much stuff in it. And they're still there now. So they're still there like 7 years later. And they love their house. Instead of spending money on stamp duty and moving costs, just updated a few things in the house and are so happy in there.
We've had another person in our course who found it so easy to go away with her family because she was able to pack really quickly for her young kids. And then they unpacked within like an hour of being home. And she was like raving about it in our Head, Heart and Home course because of the work that she'd done to declutter and to limit their stuff and know exactly where everything should go. And it took it what usually takes her a couple of days to get ready for a couple of nights away. It took her like an hour to pack up and get ready to go. It was amazing. Like, how cool is that?
That's awesome. He's still currently a client who had never, her children had never had a play date in their home. They'd never felt comfortable inviting anyone over because they thought the kids would be uncomfortable. It was more the dread of the parents coming at the end of the play date for pickup. And so I remember probably about four or five sessions in, I got a text message that was the kids just had the date and I didn't have to tidy up before the parents came to do pickup. And I was like, that is why we do what we do, because the freedom in that for the kids and for the parent makes all the difference.
I've had people who have been, you know, sick and not known why they were sick. And then we've done some decluttering and we've found mold and we've found lots of dust in their homes as well. And then by decluttering and moving furniture around, we've been able to find the source of their of some of the problems that have been occurring for them. And they've been able to do something about that. And then go on to clean the house and be able to be healthier in their home. So how, like...
That's fantastic.
I know, right?
So good. I love that we could just keep coming up with these. So not coming up with, you know what I mean, recalling them. I had a family who, in the history of their family, so I think their youngest probably was 5 or 6, had never eaten together at the dinner table because it was always and we worked together and I got a photo of their family, which was the cutest thing ever, eating at the dinner table for the first time ever the night after we decluttered together. And I remember showing Cal and saying, like, this is what I get to do for work, babe. And he said, that has just transformed that family. Like, they previously, the holdback was family meals together, and the freedom was that they just got to cook and not have an hour up of what's on the table or just swiping it all onto the floor. Enjoy, like, family community time, which is just so beautiful.
So our encouragement today for you, beautiful listener, is to think about what is your vision for your home? What is it that you would love to achieve in your home? Is it more connected family? Is it having dinners together every night of the week or a few times a week? Is it being able to take up a new hobby or learn an instrument? Is it to be able to exercise? Is it to be able to exercise together? Is it to be able to go on a holiday or go away overnight at the drop of a hat? Or is it to actually get that kitchen or that bathroom renovation done, knowing that your house isn't going to, you know, you're not just moving clutter from one room to another to have to move it back into that beautifully renovated space? Is it to downsize your home? Is it to upgrade your home? Is it to be able to have kids over or kids parties or sleepovers? And what is it in your vision of your home that you're wanting to achieve in your home? And how do you want other people to feel? How do you want your family to feel? How do you want to feel? How do you want friends and family to feel when they come into your home. So that's your challenge this week, is to decide on your vision. And we've spoken about this a few times over the podcast. Specifically, we've got a couple of specific episodes on vision, and I'll link to them in the show notes. But that is your challenge this week, is to create a vision for your home and then see if it is clutter that's holding you back from achieving that vision.
And I think it's important too, Kirst, for people to decide what are they willing to pay to achieve? What are they willing for the cost to be? Is it that they decide as a family, every Sunday for the next 2 months, we're going to spend 3 hours as a family decluttering? Is it that they say, do you know what, we're going to set aside $2,000 and we're going to hire a professional organizer to go through the entire house with us so that we can achieve that vision? Saying, I'm going to make a massive donation to go through all the clothes or whatever it is. Like, there is a cost to achieving, and it's always up to you whether or not that cost is worth paying, whether it be financial or emotional or physical or whatever that is. You get to make the choice, but we highly encourage you that it is worth it, because freedom is always worth the cost. I can almost hear Mel Gibson running across my mind, screaming out freedom, because that's what we want for you. This podcast is not just declutter for declutter's sake. It is really about that intentional living and freedom that we really want you to achieve, that we want ourselves to live further into, because it is worth it, worth the cost.
Totally. Totally. And it's totally like that freedom to be able to choose what it is that you do on the weekends. Like, how nice is it to not be a slave to your home, to not be a slave to, but I should, the shoulds. To have that freedom to go, you know what, we're going to do this together as a family, or I'm going to do this weekend because I'm not escaping my home. I'm choosing to leave my home, and I'm not, you know, tied to my home because of all the clutter and all the tidying up I need to do. I'm choosing to do what I want because I'm free to do what I want. And of course, you're always free to do what you want. We're talking about the, like, when you don't feel free because you feel the burden of your home. And we want you to be free of that burden. We want you to be truly free to do what it is that your heart desires without coming back and feeling guilty that you should have stayed home and cleaned the house, or you should have. Should haves don't live in this podcast.
They do not. They should not. Oh, hang on.
And we don't want the should haves to live in your house. And that's the should haves of any form.
Yeah.
You know, I should have cleaned up, or I should have spent more time with my children. Like, you know, we want you to live from a place of freedom.
Yeah.
And we know that from our experience, decluttering is one of the steps to get you into freedom.
Yeah, it's such a significant step. It is way more than I think society bands. And I think, as Kirst, you and I have been in homes for, you know, a combined 15, 16 years, we are realizing that so many of the things that are holding you back, like if you spoke to your friend and you said, hey, I really am missing having play dates or friends over for a coffee, and you talked about that, it's unlikely that just a friend that you know is going to recommend decluttering a professional organizer as the solution. But we know from experience that can be part of the problem, and so therefore the solution.
Yeah.
Attention today to what is before you and the obstacles you face and the solutions available.
So we would love to hear from you on our Facebook group, or over, you can send us an email at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au. We would love to hear what freedom it is that you would like to achieve in your life, and what it is that you have felt clutter has held you back from.
Awesome. Do you know what? I just have opened up iTunes while we were talking, Kirst. So I'm going to read out a review, if that's all right. I'm just going to randomly pick one because we've had lots lately. Thank you to everyone that's left and rated and reviewed. So this one's from RoxFox83. It's titled Practical, Useful and Entertaining, and it's a 5-star review. RoxFox says, I've been listening to this podcast for over a year and it has had such an impact on my home and life. I'm about to move house and would usually be stressed about packing and moving. Having a lot of Amy and Kirsty's advice being put into practice for the first time, I actually feel calm and relaxed about moving. I have clutter and my home is organized enough to just transfer things into boxes. Kirsty and Amy for an incredibly practical, entertaining and relevant podcast.
Fox. That's exactly the freedom that we were just talking about.
I know exactly the freedom. I just randomly picked one.
Perfect, perfect, perfect one. We cannot wait to see more people in a year's time speak of the freedom, and we'd love it for you for it to be even quicker than a year's time, but we're really glad that this person has achieved that freedom. Yay.
And again, we just our grace with the quality of our audio at the moment. I know it's popping in and out, it's not quite what we get in the studio, but we think it's better to be in your ears with subpar audio than to not be in your ears. So thank you for continuing to be with us, for allowing us to have a voice and being part of our community. We appreciate it.
Yay. We cannot wait to speak again to you soon, and we can't wait to see you in our Facebook community and anywhere else that you see us and we can see you.
Awesome. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.